AI was not used in the creation of this podcast. This is the Social Geek Radio Network. Geeks, and welcome to the Social Geek Podcast. I'm Jack Munson, your host and marketing consigliere. This week, we're at Franchise Expo West in LA with MFV Expositions and the International Franchise Association. We're chatting with some of the top names in franchise development, hearing their brand stories, and getting their take on the current state of franchising. Today's episode is brought to you by Northeast Color, Hughes, Answer Connect, Citroen Cooperman, and the conversation starts right after a quick word from Career Plug. Hundreds of franchise brands rely on Career Plug to help franchisees hire and retain employees. Here's Career Plug's retention tip of the week. Create a strong first impression with a good onboarding experience. Did you know that 69% of employees are more likely to stay with a company for at least 3 years after a great onboarding experience? Send the new hire paperwork through a digital platform so employees can complete it quickly and securely. Ensure new hire training is thorough and set clear expectations about what new employees are required to learn. And most importantly, set reachable goals and support your new hire as they work toward them in their first 90 days. For more retention tips, download your free copy of CareerPlug's hiring playbook, How to Hire, at careerplug.com/how to hire. We are back in the podcast zone at Franchise Expo West with my good friend, Ari O'Brien. Ari, how are you?
Hey, Jack. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to see you again
great
at another great franchise show. Busy today. Big crowd already.
Really, really good crowd for a Friday. Yeah. I think everybody's getting a nice turnout.
Yeah. I think for a Friday, and let's face it, in California, we weren't quite sure how the state of California was going to perform this year.
Yep.
But wow, this is really, there's a lot of people here looking for opportunities.
You can see that. And, you know, I think people now, so more than ever, are wanting to be entrepreneurs, be their own boss, and kind of take control of their future.
And maybe it is because of things going on in California that people are saying, maybe I should own my own business.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah. So love to see that. Thank you again for joining us here today. I wanted to learn a little bit more about your business. And you and Jason started this, I'm going to say, less than a year ago?
It's actually just been about a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell us about the business.
Yeah. So, well, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be on the show. Red Rock Franchise Development. We started, like I said, about a year ago. We felt like there was a need to bridge the gap between franchisors, especially in the emerging space, and consultants. We have an unbelievable connection with so many franchise consultants in the community. You know, franchising is so tight-knit and, you know, kind of everybody knows everybody. And Jason and I have been, you know, honored and had the pleasure of working with so many amazing consultants. And then taking our knowledge and, you know, what Jason knows about emerging franchise, you know, development, being that he helped grow the largest crime scene cleanup franchise that's out there today. It just kind of all fit together. So, you know, he had this vision, we put it out there, and we're working with emerging franchisors that are looking to grow through the consultant community.
Tell us about some of those emerging brands you're working with right now.
So many amazing ones. We've got Richards Painting, an awesome brand in obviously the painting space. We've got Home Run Franchises, Up Closets, and Dryer Vent Superheroes. Also in that home services space, we've got a senior care brand, Your Choice Senior Care. We've got Disaster Blaster in the repair and restoration space. We've got Pierce Bespoke, which is a mobile fitting, suits, custom suits.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah, it's awesome. And we have, oh my gosh, you're putting me on the spot, Musicology.
Oh, Musicology. That was one that that kind of jumped out at me on the list that I was not familiar with. Tell me a little bit more about Musicology.
They are they're an amazing husband and wife team with a music background. They were traveling. They had their own band. They felt the need for music in communities, and that's such a big thing, especially with, you know, schools and cutting programs and things like that. But it's not just for kids, it's for adults too. And they're such an amazing concept out of Ohio.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, and that's mobile as well?
Or? No, that is a retail space.
Okay.
Like not a new build out, retail B space type, you know, something. They're flexible on what, you know, 1,000 to 1,200 square feet. So, but yeah, a really, really unique opportunity.
You know, I love that idea of entrepreneurs and franchise brands and franchisees picking up on something that maybe was around when in the school systems when we were kids.
Yep.
But now it's all been cut.
Exactly.
Right. So filling that void of something that parents really wanted their kids to be involved in as well.
Yeah.
Like that just. That just screams franchising.
It does.
Right? Filling that void.
It does. Yeah. All of those brands, I didn't even mention our brand, is Red Rock Franchise Development. So I missed that. So I'm sorry for that, but yes.
So my question of the week that I'm asking everybody here, and I'm getting some mixed results, I have to say. When I say the phrase responsible franchising, what do you think?
Responsible franchising, that's a little bit of a mixed bag in my emotions when I hear that term. I think everybody should be adhering and abiding by that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's definitely something new that's kind of hit the airwaves. I guess there's pros and cons to it. I don't love the term, but I feel as though if everybody is practicing what they're doing and what they're supposed to be doing, I feel like franchising could and should flourish. So I think let's just get it done.
Yeah.
Instead of talking about it,
yeah,
just do it. I'm not the first one to even say that, right?
No,
do it.
a couple of people have alluded to that it's kind of the phrase du jour.
Right.
And to me, it's kind of like, well, yeah, no kidding, you should be responsible.
100%.
Right? That's
there's no reason not to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
good. No, thank you very much for that. I'm very much on the same page with you when it comes to that. Back to Red Rocks. Tell me if people are interested in hearing more about the brand,
yeah,
or they'd like to read up a little bit more. Is there a place we can send people where,
yes,
they can find out more about the brands that you and Jason are representing?
Yes. So if you are looking for a franchise opportunity in one of the spaces that I mentioned, or if you're an emerging brand that needs help growing your system and you need our help and you want to get on a call, you can contact either one of us. You can go to our website, which is redrockfrandev.com. You can email me, re.obrien@redrockfran.com. And yeah, we'll jump on a call and kind of run through what that looks like. We're happy to help.
Excellent. Thank you so much for sharing everything today. And we will see you very soon again at another franchise event.
Thank you, Jack.
Back in a moment after this word from Answer Connect. How can you unlock millions in annual revenue? Don't miss out on 30% of your phone calls. At Answer Connect, they've got the solution for franchisors, franchisees, suppliers, and brokers. If you can't answer your calls, Answer Connect can. Reclaim your revenue today. If you need help, call my good friend Karen Booz at 888-822-2034. That's 888-822-2034. 2034.
Back in the podcast zone with Brian Luciani from SMB Franchise Advisors. Brian, what's going on?
Great to be here, Jack. Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to chat with you today on day one of the Franchise Expo West. We are off to a really strong start. There are a lot of people in this convention hall for the first hour of a show. So
Absolutely. Been a great start.
So tell us a little bit about SMB Franchise Advisors. I've known you guys for a long time, but for some of our listeners who may not be as familiar with you, tell us about your firm.
Yeah, so SMB Franchise Advisors helps people to franchise their business. So whether you're just starting out, wondering if your business is franchisable, whether you know it's what you want to do and you're ready to launch into the industry, or you've been a franchise and you're a little bit stuck, you're looking to grow your business and really examine all the things that you are as a brand, we're here to do all that across a team of more than 15 people who only do franchising every single day.
And you've got several brands here at the show with you. Are most of these folks here for the first time? Maybe they haven't done an expo before. Is it a lot of first timers?
Yeah, it is. And what we love about, you know, these shows is that you get out there to see and test that pitch in live time. We always do a pavilion. It's one of our value adds to clients. We are here for the long term, the relationship with you. We'll bring you to the show. We'll make sure you're near us. We'll help you with that pitch. And so it's great to see folks out there, whether they're selling their 10th or they're selling their first, looking at these candidates that are walking the floor today.
I love that idea of having all of your brands together in that little pavilion area, because it's kind of like franchising. You're not in business by yourself, right?
That's
right. You're there, and especially, man, the first time being at a show and pitching that first candidate that walks up to your booth, that's got to be a little nerve-wracking for people. So to have you guys standing by and maybe helping them with that pitch, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, it's true. And the only thing I promise our clients, right, is that when we're talking again in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, and you've got all this success behind you, it's going to change, right? And so when we get to sit in live time together and go, why don't we work on that? Or you forgot to mention this amazing thing that you do, or this great way of training that you've developed, or something that's really supportive about your brand for new franchisees as your partners. Let's hit on that today, because we know tomorrow it's only going to be even stronger.
Love that. So we will see you again, I think, in just a couple of months at the IFE in New York City.
Yeah.
You'll have, I would assume, maybe a different group of brands with you at that pavilion as well?
We will. We'll have almost 10 there, as well as ourselves, and, you know, right in the backyard. Great for MFV to put that show on at the Javits Center. Always look forward to that.
So final question. This is sort of my question of the month. Everybody's talking about responsible franchising. We talk about it all the time on LinkedIn and at shows and in blogs and articles and that kind of thing. Give me your thoughts on that phrase, responsible franchising. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, it's such a great point, because responsible franchising means different things to different people. And I think when you're sitting in the seat where you're looking at emerging brands, they're coming to us at SMB saying, I'm ready to franchise my business. Sometimes that means saying, no, you're not. And we've had that conversation. We've talked about what to go and fix and come back to do. We've talked about everything from, you know, sales that need to then be supported by operations. So for us, it really means the life cycle journey of a relationship needs to be a flywheel up. It needs to be the problems and passions that have built the brand. Is it the best thing ever, or is it solving a real need? And if you're willing to do that, as long as you get both sides of sales and ops together working on the growth opportunity that there is for the brand, it could be a home run in franchising. And that's more of a mindset shift and an appropriation than it is anything else.
Love it. Brian, thanks so much for joining us here in the podcast zone, and we will see you next in New York City.
Thanks, Jack, for the time.
Using digital menu boards is a strategic decision that can boost revenue and improve customer experience. Hughes Digital Signage delivers immersive digital experiences that engage customers, employees, and visitors. Show your customers targeted communication, in-store pics, or video of menu items they can order. Exhibit promoted items that match in-market ads or highlight items that meet inventory availability. Hughes Digital Media Solutions are easy to use and managed via an online administrative dashboard. Reach out today to find out how Hughes can become your digital menu board and digital signage provider. Visit Hughes.com/franchise.
Back in the podcast zone with Aaron Fletter. Aaron, good to see you again.
It's so good to see you, Jack. Thanks for inviting me.
So we met just about a year ago. You were at the IFE in New York City, and I think you had just launched your brand at that time.
Great memory. Yeah, that's right. We had exactly one franchise owner in Austin, Texas. And I'm happy to report here we are April and 2024, and we have 7 territories in 5 states and 4 brand new female franchise owners in the U.S.
Nice. That's some pretty good growth for year one. So tell us, first of all, the name of the brand and tell us about the brand. What are you all about?
Yeah, Sticky Fingers Cooking. So we make little sticky fingers everywhere. we are a cooking school for children. We are a non-brick and mortar concept. So we go to where kids are. And that really, not only is it an exceptional business model, because all of the costs associated with running your business are from services that have already been prepaid for up front. So we, by getting rid of any sort of brick and mortar location, we don't have any extra overhead or expenses. So the startup costs and the startup time are quite low.
So your startup cost is a lot lower. The startup time is a lot lower. And I would assume that you've sort of worked out what could be considered challenges with not having a brick and mortar and working with, you know, whatever space you're going to be in that kind of thing. Is that part of your program that you help the franchisees?
Absolutely.
With that?
Okay, yeah, great. Absolutely. I mean, so I started this business from my kitchen table 13 years ago. I was introduced to the after school enrichment space through my 3 children who were enrolled in Taekwondo and art classes and, you know, things after school. I paid a small fee. I got to pick them up an hour later than typical, so I had a little extra time in my day. And I just thought, this is incredible. How do we do this with cooking? And I wanted to reduce any red tape. I wanted to reduce any barriers. So I created a cooking kit. We don't need a kitchen to perform any of our classes. The kids make everything from scratch. We release a new recipe with curriculum every single week of the school year. We've been doing it for 13 years. We have thousands of recipes, and the kids never repeat a recipe. So while they're cooking with their classmates, they are learning about the wonderful net byproducts that come from cooking. You learn about math, you learn about science, you learn about language, and of course you learn about nutrition. And we like to really, really dive deep into global cuisines. So the kids learn, what is it like to be a child living in Brazil or in Taiwan? Or what is it like to be a child living in Ethiopia or a child living in France? So we really talk about the cultural significance of the recipe that we're making that week.
I love that idea too, because, you know, one of my favorite kinds of food is Thai. I never had it until I was probably 35 years old, right?
And now you love it.
And now it's
can't live
one
without
of my
it.
Favorite things, right? So that's very cool. And
yeah.
I also like the idea of, I think a lot of great franchise programs that center on children have this in mind, that, like you said, it's more than just cooking and it's more than just food. It's the whole learning experience of following a process and managing managing time, right? Yeah. There's a lot of time management when
exactly.
it comes to cooking. So,
yes.
So very, very cool. That,
yeah, so we have all those systems created, and to answer your previous question a little bit more in depth, is that, you know, having a non-brick and mortar has been, we know that this works. It works on every single level. And yes, we have figured out, we work with school districts. We've taught in thousands of venues now after 13 years. We've taught 125,000 children how to cook before becoming a franchise brand. And so we have, that's what I love about franchising, is that, you know, having a brand that has figured everything out. They have a system for everything. And that's what we give our franchisees.
So you were telling me a little bit earlier about your COO, who's speaking here today, right?
She is. I'm so proud of her.
And her name?
Kimberly Douglas.
And she was speaking on one of the presentations here earlier.
She was on a panel.
Awesome. Great. Good for her. That was her first time?
It was her first time. Kimberly and I, we go way back. I was telling the story of, this is when Sticky Fingers Cooking, we were brand new. We were only, in business for about 2 years. I was conducting interviews at a local coffee shop and a restaurant, and Kimberly was the manager. And after I was having people come in, I said, I promise I'm going to tip you really, really well. She put her hands on her hips and said, what is this I hear about kids and cooking? Well, she started working with me the very next day.
Wow.
And she is incredible. She is a graduate from UCLA. She helped build and manage our Colorado operations for Sticky Fingers Cooking. She transitioned into the COO position, so she's in charge of all operations. That woman can run a beautiful spreadsheet like nobody's business. So she is really in charge of all operations. Currently, she's obtaining her MBA in addition to working with Sticky Fingers Cooking, and she is an integral part of our team. I'm thrilled to say that out of our, we have about 25 people on our leadership team. Five of us on the executive level were all women, and we've all worked together for about a decade.
Wow, that's impressive for a company and a brand that is that young to have that many people who've been with it for a decade or who've worked with you for a decade.
You're very kind. Are you calling me very young?
Yes, that's it. Yes, you started Sticky Fingers at the age of 14, right? But no, that is impressive that people have stayed together. Right.
Oh, yes.
You know, you have that core group, and you might grow and evolve and everything, but I always find that impressive, especially in franchising, because there's a lot of people who jump around to a lot of jobs. So it's very cool that you've had that core group.
Yeah,
together.
We have built this business together. Nobody does anything alone. And honestly, I mean, we started Sticky Fingers because what we do is important, and we're a social enterprise business that we wanted to, and it's really about creating, we're a relationship-based company. We're a hospitality-based company that happens to be a children's cooking school. And so when we started looking into franchising about 2 years ago, I mean, it was a slam dunk for us, because when done right, when the franchise model is done right, it's a symbiotic relationship. It's their success, franchisee's success is our success, and vice versa. And this is the culture of Sticky Fingers Cooking. This is how we've built it. These women and I have built this business together for over a decade.
So let's talk about doing it right in franchising. One of our favorite phrases of this year is responsible franchising. When I say that phrase, what comes to mind for you?
Well, I know that can be a polarizing phrase, and people have go either way when they hear that. We at Sticky Fingers Cooking love the term responsible franchising, because not only do we lead our brand with responsibility, it's also our obligation and our honor to make sure that our franchise owners experience bigger success than we ever did. We spent the last 13 years creating systems. We're also a tech company. We've been building our own proprietary tech platform for a decade alongside of our business. That that costs a lot of time, that costs a lot of money. You have to try different things, you have to learn. And so we spent the last 13 years doing that. Our franchise owners are seeing in their territories massive success because we have already outlined that they have, that we have amazing profit margins that we've kept for like the last 13 years. And so what we're able to do with our teamwork, with our amazing leadership team, is provide ongoing support. We have a literally a system and a process for everything, and we are there for our franchise owners to ensure their success, because without their success, we are not successful. So when I hear responsible franchising, that's what comes to my mind, and it's something that has been baked into everything that we do at Sticky Fingers Cooking from the beginning.
I love that idea of finding new franchisees who will be successful business owners, right?
Yes.
It all boils down to that.
It does.
That it doesn't matter who can spend what on buying a business. We want to make sure that they're successful.
Exactly. I mean, you know, Jack, we award our territories, and that means it's a partnership.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a long-term partnership with somebody, and everybody is different. I mean, we talked about Kimberly Douglas. She, our COO, she's amazing with systems. I mean, this person is the most organized person in the world. She is the yin to my yang. I am the creative person. If you give me a piece of paper, I will lose it. I mean, so, you know, and so what we're finding with our franchise owners is, of course, they come to the table with a multitude of different experiences and different personalities. And we love working with individuals and seeing, okay, wow, our CFO is really going to work with you so that you understand what a P&L sheet is. You understand what profit and loss is. You understand maybe how to price your classes and how to pay people. And we also have people that come from, we have two franchise owners that have come from the banking institution. So they don't need any help with that.
Right,
but we're
right.
helping with, like, this is how you talk to a customer. This is how you train a chef instructor. And that is the joy that we get, is to work with individuals so that really they can play up their strengths, and then we can help them make sure that they have a very successful business.
Yeah, when you've met one franchisee, you've met one franchisee.
Oh,
they're all different,
I might have
different
to
strengths.
110%.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
We're all individuals.
Yeah, absolutely.
With our own strengths and our own weaknesses.
So I appreciate the way that you work within a program, but also know that everybody has something else that they're good at and many things that they might not be so good at. So, terrific. So if people would like to chat with you about partnering with you, where's the best place to send them?
Yeah, it's always fun to start at our main website, which is stickyfingerscooking.com. We have a wonderful resource and a database of, we have thousands of recipes. We have about 800 up on our website now.
Wow.
So that's a really nice way to kind of understand what we do. You can also see the locations that we're currently in and where we're up and running. And then if you're interested in franchise opportunities, we have stickyfingerscookingfranchise.com.
Excellent. We'll have a link to that in today's show notes. Thank you so much, Erin, for joining us today, and we look forward to seeing you again real soon.
Thank you, Jack. It's always a pleasure.
Here's a tip from Northeast Color. Onboarding isn't a chore, it's an opportunity. Whether you are a franchisor or a supplier, everybody wants to blitz through the onboarding process so they can move on to receiving all the benefits the new relationship has to offer. But fast-forwarding through the formalities will not only guarantee miscommunications down the line, but you could also overlook some previously unmentioned assets to the partnership. So be patient and keep your antenna up. Clarity and diligence in the onboarding phase will pay dividends in the years to come. More tips are available now at northeastcolor.com.
We are at the Franchise Expo West in Los Angeles for 2024, chatting now with Larry Wilkins from Just Play Sports. Larry, good to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Jack.
So tell me about Just Play Sports. This is an emerging brand, is that right?
That is correct. Yes, we are a basketball training facility. Our home base now is in Houston, Texas.
And what is the age group of the children you're working with?
Yeah, so we're currently working with kids ages 5 through 17. Every now and then we'll snick a 4-year-old in there as well, but it's supposed to be for ages 5 through 17.
Right, something I wish this was around about 45 years ago. My life might be different by now. But that's terrific. How long have you been doing this?
So we've been doing this since 1996.
Wow. Yeah. So you've been doing this since 1996 yourself. How long have you been franchising?
We're just starting our franchising right
now. Got it. Great. Yeah. And you're working with SMB Franchise Advisors.
That's correct.
Okay, yeah. Good. That's who made the intro today, and I'm so glad they did. Great team over there working with some really cool brands. So right away, I'm like, they must be good, right? So tell us about your decision to franchise. So you've obviously been a coach for a long time now.
Yeah.
And what made you say, you know what, we could expand this and scale it out?
Yeah. So when we first started Just Play, we're actually in the Bay Area in California here, but in Northern California, of course. And when we first did it, we did not have a brick and mortar concept.
Mm-hmm.
So we would do, we have our programs, we would go into different community centers, churches, schools, etc., and then run a sports program for them. Basketball is my background by nature, but when we did it in California, we did a bunch of different sports.
Got it.
We then moved to Houston, where we started we continued what we were doing before. And then we realized in Houston it's a little bit late, the land is a little bit different. Can't do programs outside, it's way too hot.
Yeah.
and then basketball, again, is my bread and butter, is what I do. And so we kind of evolved from an all sports program to really just basketball program. And we opened up our first brick and mortar business in 2018. But just kind of dialing back again, when we first started, my vision was to have programs in California, in Texas, etc. We moved to Houston with the same vision of having programs in different states. We realized very quickly it's too difficult for us to try and manage it with the kind of quality that we want to have from afar. So,
got it.
Yeah.
So franchising makes a lot of sense for that. And the brick and mortar versus doing it in someone else's space, I guess if you're now focused on basketball, that makes a lot more sense because the facility is built specifically for basketball. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay,
that's
got
correct.
It. Yeah. Got it. That makes a lot of sense. Tell me about the types of franchisees that you're looking for. Do they have to be a great basketball player or coach? Who are you really talking to?
Now, that's a good question. We're really looking for someone who's willing to impact their community. If they are a great basketball coach, that's great. That's an extra bonus, but they don't have to be have that background.
Good. I like to hear that because I think, especially with kids' concepts and you know any kind of teaching, training, that kind of thing, and definitely in sports, I think there are a lot of people who think, well, I'm a terrible basketball player. What do I know about it? But that's really, you could probably teach them the basketball side of it, right?
For sure. Yeah, we're in the people business, right?
Yeah.
So we're looking for people who are willing to work with people and do things for people. That's really what we're looking for.
Excellent.
Can train them to be good basketball coaches or find the right basketball coaches that they need.
Yeah, you want to find the right person. You can teach them basketball.
For sure.
So we've been talking a lot this week, and actually all year, about this phrase, responsible franchising. And I don't know if that's come across your desk quite yet or not, but a lot of people are talking about being a responsible franchisor. When I say those words, what do you think of?
Yeah, so I think we're blessed. We have a privilege to be a franchisor, but it also comes with some responsibility at the same time. We're looking for people who are going to be successful in our business, and that means it takes the right person to do that. Everybody can't be successful in our business, just like I can't be a successful doctor, you know, et cetera. So, you know, so we're looking for people who are, again, willing to impact their community, willing to work hard, active learners. Really, my job is to be a coach. I'm coaching coaches, if you will.
Yeah.
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 So looking for someone who's going to be coachable. Again, someone who wants to make an impact, for sure.
Love that idea. So if anyone would like to get some more information on partnering with you,
yeah,
where can we send them? Do you have a website?
Right to the website, justplaysports.net. That is justplaysports.net. And then when you go to our main homepage, you'll see the franchising tab there.
Excellent. We'll have a link to that in today's show notes. Larry, perfect. Thanks so much for stopping by. It was great meeting you.
Jack, thank you for having me.
Back at Franchise Expo West in the podcast zone, chatting now with the team from Mr. Cool. I just like the name. It's Mia and Daryl. Nice to meet you both.
Hi, nice to meet you, Jack.
Mia, tell me about your role with Mr. Cool.
Hi, Jack. I'm the franchising coordinator, so I'm mostly focused on coordinating different departments and following up with the leads and the franchisees, making sure they get the support they need, taking care of them more on the development and sales side.
Got it. Very good. And Daryl, tell me about your role with Mr. Cool.
I'll be the franchise representative or the franchise warehouse representative. I'll come in and help you set up your warehouse from start, teach your team how to properly pick the equipment, put it on pallets, ship it out the door. I'll also help you with your team on inventory and where to put the inventory, how to set up the inventory, and work with your inventory manager to make sure your numbers are never too low to where you're going to run out, and we never give you too much to where you have too much extra stock.
So when you find a franchisee, it doesn't have to be someone who's already a brilliant logistics warehouse person.
No, that's the support we love to support, like an offer.
Nice, love that.
Sure.
So, Mia, tell me about the franchisees that you're looking for. Do they have a certain background or experience or anything like that that you're looking for in a new franchisee?
Our ideal franchisee we're looking for is people that really want know the brand and really be bond with the brand as well, because we're a pretty unique HVAC supplier.
Uh-huh.
We do all residential heating and cooling equipment. We have a unique offering that has a pre-charged line set, patented connector, where you do not have to have an HVAC contractor for the installation. And that opens the door to a lot of consumer-friendly products where you not just install, but also wholesale the products where you get more revenue out of.
Got it. And you said you've got a pretty limited territory that you're offering right now. Is that right?
Well, our territory is fairly large compared to other franchise offerings. It's a 2 million number of households.
Got it.
So we're envisioning very limited number of franchisees on the board, on our team across the nation, where they are sitting on a big territory and distribute out of their distribution center.
Got it. Very cool. So tell me what your plans are for the next year or so. Do you have sort of targets in mind? Are there certain parts of the country that you're trying to grow in more than others? Anything like that?
So Mr. Cool is a company based out of Hickory, Kentucky, which is Western Kentucky. And the most challenging, the drive for us to have a franchise division is so hard to, and the lead time is so long to ship to other part of the country. So our priority is to get franchisees in the places that's further from the corporate.
Mm-hmm.
For example, New York, Florida, Texas. I'm pretty much, we're kind of in the middle. So California is also a major target, Washington State.
So you want to have that footprint's big, but it's got to be distributed in the right places.
That's correct. Yes.
Our goal is to have a equipment to a customer in 24 hours.
Wow.
So us being in Western Kentucky, we can't do that.
Yeah.
But if somebody's in LA, we can get that to them. They can either pick it up at the franchise site, or they can have it delivered to them. So there's two options that we're looking at to be able to distribute that stuff.
And do you work with shipping companies as well? Do you, like, if they don't have the capacity to do that themselves, can you set all of that up and so forth?
So our logistics team back in Hickory, Kentucky has really good connections and been really working well with the carriers, and so we already have them. You're going to have that already built in, that connection with the carriers through all what we're giving them.
Like to leverage our relationship with the vendors already, and it's such a big volume because it's not just the franchisee, is the whole platform.
Got it. Very good. Well, this is a very unique offering.
There's
so many things here that we see, you know, at a lot of places, and we read about that are all kind of interchangeable and different. But this is definitely a very unique opportunity for the right individuals.
Yes,
so
we're very proud of our offering, and for the established brand, we're looking for the people that have the heart to really help people out with the heating and cooling solutions.
Excellent. So if somebody has the heart and they want to have a conversation with you about that, where can we send them? Website or somewhere else?
Yeah, we do have a website for the franchise opportunity. It's MrCoolFranchising.com. You could also email us at support@MrCoolFranchising.com.
Excellent. We'll have links to those places in today's show notes. So
thank you,
Mia,
Jack.
And Daryl, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Before we go, a quick word from Citrin Cooperman. Citrin Cooperman is proud to be the home of one of the leading franchising practices in the country. With over 40 years of franchise experience, Citrin Cooperman provides a full range of services to a vast number of franchise concepts. They work with the owners, operators, controllers, and CFOs of a wide range of franchisors and multi-unit franchisees to help them establish their brands and grow their businesses to the next level. The Citrin Cooperman Franchise Practice is comprised of experienced CFE-accredited professionals, providing franchisors and multi-unit franchisees the guidance and insight they need to minimize uncertainty, meet compliance and contractual obligations, and stay focused on building their businesses. For more information, please contact Aaron Chytovsky and Michael Iannuzzi at CitrinCooperman.com. Thanks again to all of today's guests for chatting with us at Franchise Expo West. We'll see you all in New York City at the International Franchise Expo, May 30th through June 1st. And thank you for listening and staying connected on the Social Geek Radio Network.